Thanks for listening to this highlight from The Exchange with Ed Stetzer. You can hear the full version of the show, as well as other past shows and highlights at myfaithradio.com. Under programs, click on The Exchange.
Tell us about the church, National Community yeah. Church. A couple things that it's known for, and so pastors that are watching.
Yeah,
It's. I know some of this is because of D.C. A big young adult population there.
Yeah,
and so, but I think as high as 70% of your church is young adults.
Yeah, it has been. It's probably right now. It's probably closer to 50%, okay. Single 20 something.
Yeah.
You know, our heartbeat is mission, actually. Like, we'll take 32 missions trips next year. Last year, gave $1.8 million to missions. I mean, like our coffee house on Capitol Hill,
yeah.
Which that's probably a whole nother story. We wanted to build a place where church and community could cross paths. And so we've had like a million people walk through the doors of that coffee house. Every penny of profit, though, we give to missions.
That's cool.
So that's our heartbeat. We think the church ought to be the most creative place on the planet. Church belongs in the middle of the marketplace. And then we believe that church, that God's going to bless us in proportion to how we care for the poor in our city and how we give to missions. So those are some of our core convictions
yeah.
and really kind of our operating system at National Community Church.
And so those core convictions resonate a lot with the young adult population in D.C., but also
yeah.
I think, other cities, really, right? I mean, an altruistic group of people who
yes.
want church not to be just, let me show up and sing some songs, but how are we
yep.
going to impact the city
yep.
that we live in? How are we going to serve the community?
Yep. And they don't want half the gospel.
Yeah.
And they don't want a watered down gospel.
Mm-hmm.
Like, give it to me straight.
Yeah.
And so I've found that when we challenge people to take up their cross daily and follow Christ, like, that's the message that they're responding to.
That's
like
good.
They want something worth giving their life to.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I think as our church has matured, maybe as my preaching has matured, we're not soft selling anything.
Yeah.
You know, if Jesus isn't Lord of all, he's not Lord at all.
Yeah.
And so there is no middle ground. Let's go all in. And, you know, I think that's a part of our culture at NCC.
And another distinctive about the church, and I don't mean distinctive doctrinally, but what the church has been kind of known for is also you were really early on in the what now is known as the multi-site movement, and also meeting in theaters before a lot of churches. I mean, the church I pastored in Miami, we rented a theater, one of the campuses. In fact, some of our staff went up to check out your church because you meet in the theater. I think you even own the URL, right? Theaterchurch.com. So
yeah.
Talk to us about that. I mean, you mentioned the conviction about being in the marketplace.
Yeah.
How much of it's that? How much of it is just the pragmatic approach? Or I'd love to hear more about what it means.
Yeah. I mean, there's certainly an ecclesiology to it that,
yeah.
you know, a church that stays within its four walls isn't a church at all. You know, the nice thing about meeting in a theater is our people don't confuse church for a building. Now, I'm for buildings. I think, you know, they can be leveraged in a mm-hmm. wonderful way. But real estate in our neck of the woods is pretty expensive.
Right.
So the way we got started was just by meeting in these movie theaters, and it kind of grew on us that people found a theater to be a safe place where then we could preach a dangerous message.
Yeah.
And so you can't go to church because you are the church. And I think our congregation gets that.
Yeah.
And so our 2020 vision is 20 locations around the D.C. area. You know, probably most of them will be in movie theaters.
Yeah.
We love that environment. And it keeps us kind of nimble.
Yes.
You know, there's the temple and the tabernacle. Tabernacle would move. And we're a little bit more of a tabernacle church than a temple church.
Yeah.
We hope you enjoy this highlight from The Exchange with Ed Stetzer. Listen for past editions of The Exchange anytime at myfaithradio.com. Under programs, click The Exchange.